SecNav Instruction 5211.5 ECHO, Department of the Navy Privacy Act Program, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. 1. Which publication ensures that all DON military members and civilian or contractor employees are made fully aware of their rights and responsibilities under the provisions of the Privacy Act? SecNav Instruction 5211.5 ECHO. 2. Which website defines the Department of the Navy Privacy Act program, lists all Navy, Marine Corps, and government-wide systems of records, and provides guidance on how to gain access to those records? www.privacy.navy.mil. 3. What is defined as the review or copying a record or parts thereof contained in a system of records by any individual? Access. 4. What is defined as the transfer of any personal information from a system of records by any means of communication, such as oral, written, electronic, mechanical, or actual review, to any person, private entity, or government agency, other than the subject of the record, the subject's designated agent, or the subject's legal guardian? Disclosure. 5. What is defined as information in an IT system or online collection that directly identifies an individual, example, name, address, social security number, or other identifying code, telephone number, email address, etc., or by an agency intends to identify specific individuals in conjunction with other data elements, that is, indirect identification that may include a combination of gender, race, birth date, geographic indicator, and other descriptors? Information in identifiable form, India, India, Foxtrot. 6. What is defined as an ongoing assessment to evaluate adequate practices in balancing privacy concerns with the security needs of an organization? Privacy Impact Assessment, PAPA India Alpha. 7. What is defined as any information or characteristics that may be used to distinguish or trace an individual's identity, such as their name, social security number, or biometric records? Protected Personal Information, PAPA PAPA India. 8. Which official is charged with the responsibility to rule on administrative appeals of initial denials of requests for notification, access, or amendments of records? Review Authority. 9. Which type of disclosure is a disclosure of a record made outside DOD for a purpose that is compatible with the purpose for which the record was collected and maintained by DOD? Routine use. 10. Which official has overall responsibility for a system of records? System manager. 11. Which council is responsible for developing the specific policies and procedures for soliciting, awarding, and administering contracts that are subject to this instruction and 5 U.S.C. 552 Alpha? Defense Acquisition Regulatory, Delta Alpha Romeo. 12. Who develops and implements Department of the Navy policy on the provisions of the Privacy Act? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. 13. Who oversees the administration of the Marine Corps' Privacy Act program? Commandant of the Marine Corps, Charlie Mike Charlie. 14. Who integrates protection of protected personal information into the overall Department of the Navy Major Information System Lifecycle Management Process as defined in the E-Government Act of 2002? Department of the Navy Chief Information Officer, DON, Charlie India Oscar. 15. The Chief of Information and U.S. Marine Corps Director of Public Affairs, in accordance with Department of the Navy Chief Information Officer Guidance on Department-Wide Information Management and IT Matters, are responsible for developing and administering Navy and Marine Corps website privacy policies and procedures, respectively, per which reference? SecNav Instruction 5720.47 Bravo. 16. How often must Navy Echelon 2 and 3 commands and Marine Corps Major Subordinate Commands conduct reviews of their Privacy Act systems of records to ensure that they are necessary, accurate, and complete? Annually. 17. Department of the Navy employees and contractors must not maintain unpublished official files that would fall under the provisions of which reference? 5 U.S.C. 552 Alpha. 18. Who is designated to act upon requests for administrative review of initial denials of requests for amendments of records related to fitness reports and performance evaluations of military personnel? Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Manpower and Reserve Affairs. 19. Where must official files on individuals that are retrieved by name and/or personal identifier be approved and published in? Federal Register. 20. System managers must ensure that records are kept in accordance with retention and disposal requirements set forth in which reference. SecNav Instruction 5210.8 Delta. 21. Which amendment guarantees freedom of religion, freedom of political beliefs, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right to peaceful assemblage, and petition for redress of grievances? First. 22. A minor is defined as an individual under which age? 18. 23. Which executive order requires federal agencies to use SSNs as numerical identifiers for individuals in most federal record systems? Executive Order 9397. 24. What must be provided to the individual, regardless of the method used to collect the information, example forms, personal or telephone interview, etc., when an individual is requested to furnish protected personal information for possible inclusion in a system of records? Privacy Act Statement, Papa Alpha Sierra. 25. How many places will the Privacy Act Statement appear when forms are used to collect information about individuals for a system of records? 4. 26. Which Department of Defense provision enables Department of the Navy activities to process requests from members of Congress on behalf of their constituents without submitting a written authorization from the constituent granting authorization to act on their behalf? Blanket routine uses. 27. How many reasons are there where an individual may be denied access to a record pertaining to him or her? 4. 28. Only a designated denial authority may deny access to information contained in an exempt Privacy Act system of records. The denial must be in writing and, at a minimum, include the name, title or position, and signature of the designated denial authority, the date of the denial, the specific reason for the denial, including specific citation to the appropriate section of the Privacy Act or other statutes, this instruction, or CFR authorizing the denial, notice to the individual of his or her right to appeal the denial through the component appeal procedure within how many calendar days, and the title or position and address of the Privacy Act appeals official for the Department of the Navy. 60. 29. An individual is not entitled to access information compiled in reasonable anticipation of a civil action or proceeding. Accordingly, deny access under 5 U.S.C. 552 Alpha Delta 5 and then process under which reference to determine releasability. SecNav Instruction 5720.42 Foxtrot. 30. Within how many working days must the systems manager provide the individual a written acknowledgement of an amendment request after receiving one? 10. 31. The appeal for individuals wishing to appeal a denial of notification, access, or amendment of records must be received by the Cognizant Review Authority, that is ASN, M&RA, OJAG, OGC, or OPM, within how many calendar days of the date of the response? 60. 32. The written appeal notification granting or denying access is the final naval activity action on the initial request for access. All appeals shall be processed within how many working days of receipt, unless the appellate authority finds that an adequate review cannot be completed within that period. If additional time is needed, notify the applicant in writing explaining the reason for the delay and when the appeal will be completed. 30. 33. An individual may consider his or her appeal denied if the appellate authority fails to take final action on the appeal within 30 working days of receipt when no extension of time notice was given. 30. 34. How many conditions of disclosure are identified by the Privacy Act whereby records contained in a system of records may be disclosed by any means of communication to any person or to another agency, except pursuant to a written request by or with the prior written consent of the individual to whom the record pertains? 12. 35. Records must be disclosed if their release is required by FOIA 5 U.S.C. 552 and SECNAV Instruction 5720.42 Foxtrot require that records be made available to the public unless exempted from disclosure by one of how many Freedom of Information Act exemptions found in the Act. 9. 36. Each Department of the Navy Privacy Act System of Records Notice identifies what records may be disclosed outside the Department of Defense without consent of the individual to whom the record pertains. A routine use may be established, discontinued, or amended without the consent of the individual involved. However, new or changed routine uses must be published in the Federal Register for at least how many days before actually disclosing the records? 30. 37. Which type of accounting allows the individual to determine what agencies or persons have been provided information from the record, enable Department of the Navy activities to advise prior recipients of the record of any subsequent amendments or statements of dispute concerning the record, and provide an audit trail of the Department of the Navy's compliance with 5 U.S.C. 552 Alpha? Disclosure. 38. What is the disclosure accounting form number? OPNAV Form 5211/9. 39. How many years, at a minimum, must disclosure accountings be kept after the disclosure is made? 5. 40. Which publication authorizes the Secretary of the Navy to adopt rules designating eligible systems of records as exempt from certain requirements of the Act? 5 U.S.C. 552 Alpha. 41. No Privacy Act exemption may be established for a system of records until the system itself has been established by publishing a notice in which location? Federal Register. 42. A Privacy Act exemption may not be used to deny an individual access to information that he or she can obtain under which reference? 5 U.S.C. 552. 43. Which type of exemptions allow a system of records to be exempt from all but specifically identified provisions of 5 U.S.C. 552 Alpha? General. 44. 5 U.S.C. 552 Alpha authorizes criminal penalties against individuals for violations of its provisions, each punishable by fines up to which amount? $5,000. 45. What must all documents be marked with that contain protected personal information? Foxtrot Oscar, Uniform Oscar. 46. Department of the Navy activities, in the event an unauthorized disclosure of protected personal information is made, shall notify within how many days all affected individuals by letter, including the specific data involved and the circumstances surrounding the incident. 10. 47. Who is the approval authority for Navy Privacy Act Systems of Records Actions? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. 48. What has responsibility for submitting all rulemaking and changes to Privacy Act System of Records notices for publication in the Federal Register and Code of Federal Regulations? Defense Privacy Board, Delta Papa Oscar. 49. Who is the approval authority for Marine Corps Privacy Act Systems of Records Actions? Commandant of the Marine Corps, Charlie Mike Charlie. 50. Systems of Records Notices are identified with an N for a Navy system, M for a Marine Corps system, or what else to identify a DON-wide system, followed by the subject matter's standard subject identification code. NM, November Mike. 51. Which publication directs agencies to conduct reviews of how privacy issues are considered when purchasing or creating new IT systems or when initiating new electronic collections of information in identifiable form? E-Government Act of 2002. 52. What should be prepared before developing or procuring a general support system or major application that collects, maintains, or disseminates information in identifiable form from or about Department of the Navy civilian or military personnel? Privacy Impact Assessment, Papa India Alpha. 53. E-Government Act of 2002, Public Law 107-347, mandates the preparation of a privacy impact assessment either before developing or procuring IT systems that collect, maintain, or disseminate information in identifiable form from or about members of the public or initiating a new electronic collection of information in identifiable form for how many or more persons of the public. 10. 54. Which publication must be consulted by Department of the Navy activities for guidance on what may be posted on a Navy website? SECNAV Instruction 5720.47 Bravo. 55. Department of the Navy activities shall normally acknowledge receipt of Privacy Act requests within 10 working days and respond within how many working days? 30. 56. Which publication establishes policies and assigns responsibilities for implementation of the standards for privacy of individually identifiable health information established by Health Information Portability and Accountability Act? DoD Directive 6025.18. 57. Which publication prescribes the uses and disclosures of protected health information? DoD 6025.18 Romeo. 58. How often, at a minimum, are Department of the Navy activities encouraged to conduct self-assessments of their Privacy Act program? Annually. 59. What has responsibility for coordinating the approval of DoD's participation in computer matching agreements with other federal, state, and local agencies? Defense Privacy Board, Delta Papa Oscar. 60. Who represents the Department of the Navy on the Defense Data Integrity Board? Chief of Naval Operations, Charlie November Oscar. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.